Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Odyssey Radio. This is Melanie Taylor, another Sunday edition of Sunday Magazine. And I'm very honored this morning to be joined with a lovely woman. And I'm going to be learning more this morning, too, about Celine's Angels. And I'm joined this morning by Celine herself. Good morning, Celine.
Good morning, Melanie.
So my mother found this amazing 501c3 charity that you've started. And I reached out to you via email, I think a while ago, and I said, you know, let's talk in May. And you said that would be good. And I don't know too much of your backstory. I know a little bit because we've sent some emails and we talked a couple of times when I had some technical difficulties last week. So finally, we're here and we're talking and I'm so excited. And the website, which I'll give throughout the interview, is celinesangels.org. It's very easy to remember. And I want everybody to know that Celine is with a C. So I will keep saying that over and over again this morning, too. It's celinesangels.org. All right, Celine, so tell us a little bit about your backstory and catch us up to where we can start talking about this wonderful nonprofit.
Okay. Thank you, Melanie, so much for having me on. I much appreciate it. And so does our entire organization charity. We are a nonprofit 501c3. Our story actually started, believe it or not, before me, which was my mother, Claudia Canals. My mother was diagnosed at age 47 with breast cancer, again at 52 with breast cancer in the opposite breast. She had bilateral mastectomies, and at age 65, her breast cancer actually went metastatic. Unfortunately, my mother passed in 2015 from metastatic breast cancer, but we have been doing charity fundraisers over the past 14 years to try to find a cure. Once my mom passed, that was in 2015, I myself was diagnosed on April the 23rd of 2018. So it was a very hard phone call to take. I was actually at work when the phone call came in from my doctor, and it was quite life-changing at exact moment.
Yes, I can't even imagine. Celine, did you just go for a checkup, or was there something that you had felt, or how did that happen?
Well, Melanie, believe it or not, I did not feel anything, and I was actually to my PCP as well as my my gynecologist appointment just before having my mammogram. So my lump was not felt by anyone. So this really came out of the blue to me. So my thing to tell everyone is just because you don't feel anything doesn't mean there is not something.
Yes. And you know, we're just coming off a Mother's Day this year. So once again, I'm so sorry about your mother's passing. I know that you had mentioned that off the air to me too. So 2015, here you are, you know, you're still grieving. You're still upset about what your mother had gone through and, you know, battled it, beat it. And then all of a sudden at 65 was diagnosed with that. So here you go at, you know, 2018 getting this diagnosis. So what was your diagnosis? And then what did you have to do to treat?
Yeah, I was actually diagnosed 2018, and I was diagnosed with stage 2, grade 2, invasive ductal carcinoma of the left breast. I underwent partial mastectomy, and at that point in time, I actually treated at Cancer Treatment Centers of America because they had some of the latest radiation technologies there that you could go one time for radiation and be done with it instead of doing the external beam that, you know, you had to go multiple times for. So I actually started my treatment with Cancer Treatments of America. And shortly after that, I was told that I needed chemotherapy, which I was not prepared for, being it, they thought that it was early. Everybody, you know, in Pittsburgh and at Cancer Treatment Centers of America felt that it was early.
Right.
Breast cancer. Well, here it was stage two. Oh, so that changes the ball game. Mm-hmm. So you have to do the chemotherapy. And I actually went to UPMC South, and I had my chemotherapy at the same place my mother had her chemotherapy. So it was a rather bumpy ride, emotional. However, I was very comfortable with the staff because I actually went to chemotherapy many times with my mom, because being stage four for 3.5 years, she had chemo every few weeks.
Wow.
So
unbelievable.
Very, very, very heart tugging at times, but very comforting also at times.
Right, right. Exactly. We're talking with Celine. This is CelineSAngels.org. We're going to get exactly what that mission statement is. And if you're just listening now on Odyssey Radio, thank you for joining us. I'm Melanie Taylor. You're probably like, okay, well, what is Celine's Angels? Why are the name, you know, why is the name Angels involved? Why Angels? What does it do? Who does it take care of? What is this nonprofit? The website is Celine's Angels.org. So tell us the mission statement before we get into a little bit more of your life, which I know that you are still, you know, dealing with a lot. And we're going to get to that. What is the mission of Celine's Angels, and what do you help, and who do you help?
Our mission statement is giving hope and helping provide necessities to those in need during breast cancer treatment. And we do that by raising money. And we lessen the burden of men and women in Western Pennsylvania in the 412 and 724 area codes that's going through active treatment. Active treatment, of course, is considered surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy.
That's good to know. And I like how you included men and women, because I think a lot of people aren't aware that, you know, breast cancer can affect men, and cancer does affect men, period. Right, Celine?
Absolutely. The statistics are rising, of course, in both men and women. So we wanted to be sure that we helped everybody. My mother always told us to look for the helpers in life. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be the helpers in life, and helping women is amazing, but helping men and women both had a bigger impact for us. So, because men are affected by breast cancer as well.
Sure, 100%. We're talking this morning to Celine. She just told us the statement, the mission statement of Celine's Angels. I can call you the CEO, the executive director, and founder, can I, as a female? I love that, right?
Yes, yes. And we also provide, grants to people that they never have to pay back. We do provide that in the form of a gift card, and it can be for a wig voucher. It could be for gas. It could be for groceries. It could be for anything that they may need, because people don't plan to be diagnosed with any type of cancer, let alone breast cancer. So,
right.
And I sat in chemo next to some much younger folks than myself. And, you know, that had way more responsibilities of raising children, and my son's grown, mm-hmm. and my stepchildren are grown. So they had much more of a financial burden that they were facing than I at that time. And I know that there wasn't a whole lot of help in Western Pennsylvania
right.
when I reached out for help. Henceforth comes the name Angels.
That's where we're getting to. I love it. I want to know how, Celine, you came up with Celine's Angels. And the website, once again, CelineSAngels.org. And that's with a C, Celine. Go ahead.
So during my treatment that started in 2018, I myself was overwhelmed, Melanie, by family, friends, folks that I grew up with that I haven't seen in many, many years, who stepped forward to just bring food to our home, to send me a card in the mail, to tell me that they were praying for me, or they were sending positive thoughts to me. Some people visited me. I had 8 hospitalization stays as results of complications. Some people visited me in the hospital. I was just totally overwhelmed by all the earth angels that came to help mm-hmm. me. So when we started our charity, We came up with the name Celine's Angels because I just felt that there was so many wonderful people in my life that stepped forward, people that I hadn't seen since grade school, people who I haven't seen since I was 6 years old showed up. It was just overwhelming and so touching. Therefore, you want to pay it forward and you want to pay it back.
100%. And I love how the name came about. It's a perfect story. It's when I read the notes that you had sent me too, I thought, wow, you know, you're a very special woman. Obviously your mother also must have been a very special woman. And then you have all of these, you know, friends, some you hadn't seen in how long, rallying behind you. And here we go. We're going to do good. We're going to pay it forward. We're going to do this 501c3 and we're going to call it Celine's Angels. Once again, this morning, thank you for joining us on Odyssey Radio. I'm talking to Celine, the creator and founder of Celine'sAngels.org. That's with the C, Celine'sAngels.org. It's Melanie Taylor. So before we get into more of what Celine's Angels does, and I know I want to talk a little bit about coming out of this pandemic and donating and volunteering and some of your fundraising. What happened last year, February 14th, 2020? Talk about that, Celine.
February 14th, 2020, I got another phone call after routine mammogram again. Oh. And I had breast cancer again.
Unbelievable.
So the beginning of the pandemic starts breast cancer treatment again for me. Valentine's Day, I get the phone call, which is not the day that you really want to get the phone call, let alone any other day.
No.
So back to treatment I went. So I had another partial mastectomy at McGee in Pittsburgh. And, you know, my surgeon is absolutely amazing. It was the beginning of the pandemic. I actually had surgery on my husband's birthday. So bless his heart for everything that he's gone through with me. You know, sitting in the waiting room, and I literally was there all day because I had a hard time coming out of anesthesia. So I don't know if I was deciding if I wanted to go home or come back, but yeah. Here I am.
Yeah, here you are. Not your time at this moment.
Not my time. So, you know, he sacrificed his whole entire birthday to have his wife become cancer-free again. So it was a very bumpy 2020. We thought 2020 was going to be the good year. It was right. It was a different year. And of course, going into pandemic, needing, you know, external beam radiation and, you know, other treatments, you know, was very difficult. Sure. During a pandemic, because as everyone knows, you can't have a support person there anymore. So you are your support person. And, you know, my husband isn't well, so he wasn't able to take me to and from appointments due to circumstances beyond his control. So we've had, you know, a bumpy ride.
I can't imagine. And here and listening and talking to you this morning, we're talking with Celine of Celine'sAngels.org. About her amazing 501c3 that she started, 501c3. This is Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. It's Celine'sAngels.org with the C. Your voice, and of course I can see you because we're carrying this interview where we can see each other. You have such a positive, upbeat attitude with all of that you've gone through. You lost your mom, Claudia, who was obviously amazing to you in 2015. Here you are, diagnosed with cancer again and breast cancer just last year. And you still have a little chuckle and a pep in your step, as I can say. You're an absolutely amazing person.
I just, Melanie, it's amazing how blessed I truly am. And I'm just so thankful for everyone who has stepped forward, mm-hmm. not only to help me, but believe it or not, to keep our charity going. Right. Over the past, you know, we started our charity in 2019. I thought I was done with treatment, but I wasn't. But they have helped keep our charity running since 2019. Last year, during the pandemic, we weren't able to have our normal fundraising. My oncologist recommended that I start painting angels, because every time she talked to me, there was an angel in the background. My mother collected angels. I collect angels. My sisters collect angels. She's like, paint an angel. And I'm like, look, I can't draw a stick figure. I really don't think this is going to work, doc. But, you know, she's my doctor and I respect her, and she's my oncologist and she's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I can try this for her. Right. You know, I'm going to do this. I posted it on my Facebook wall and my friends are like, oh, that's so beautiful. You should sell these for your charity. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I can't draw a stick figure. I can't believe that you think this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And the second one I posted, my girlfriend said, I'm buying that. She, done deal. I'm buying that from you. And
unbelievable.
It just started, and we raised over $6,000 of me painting through 2020 to keep our charity afloat and keep funding applicants. So we're just beyond proud of, you know, the way that we were able. My mom always told us, where there is a will, there is a way.
Amen. That's great.
And my
advice.
Mother loved to paint. So people ask me, how do you paint, Celine? And I said, my mother paints through me.
That's it.
That's the only explanation I have, because honestly, Melanie, I cannot draw a stick figure, and that's not a stretch of the imagination.
And that's it. She's helping you. She's guiding you. We're talking this morning to Celine, the founder of Celine'sAngels.org, and that's with a C. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. We have about a good 9-10 minutes left, and I want to ask you this, Celine. If somebody's listening this morning and they want to donate, or maybe, you know, coming off a hope for a better tomorrow now, they want to start volunteering or doing things with Celine's Angels, tell everybody how they can donate to Celine's Angels, and tell everybody how they maybe can get involved in volunteering. And maybe you can just segue right into something that your annual fundraiser is for this coming year. Talk about that too.
Okay. Thank you, Melanie.
Yes.
We actually have our upcoming fundraiser June 13th. That's on a Sunday at Ripples on the Creek in Monongahela, Pennsylvania. That's 807 Dry Run Road, Monongahela, Pennsylvania. It's from 1:30 till 5 o'clock. We'll have a basket auction, some small games of chance, and a little bingo games. Mm. We'll also have a food truck there for food available for purchase. And we will be raising money that day, of course, for our charity. Everyone on our board is totally volunteer. We take no money at all for ourselves.
Wow.
Because we are giving back. Mm-hmm. I have my president, Beth, is absolutely amazing. My sister is actually on our board, Deborah. My niece, Cassandra. And I have a slew of other helpers that are just as important, Heidi, Lisa, just to name a few of them, that all get together and gather donations for our basket auctions. And I have friends and neighbors that I grew up with that donate to our basket auction every year to help us. We accept all types of donations, whether they be, you know, something for a basket auction, something for a weekend away. We accept cash donations as well.
Sure.
You can do so on our website, celinesangels.org. Or if you plan to do by check, of course, you can send me an email through our website. And I'd be happy to get back to you with the address to mail a check to. Everything, of course, is tax deductible because we are the nonprofit 501c3 organization. Mm-hmm. And we're tickled that our goal was to help one person, Melanie. We said if we could help one person, we've done great. We've helped. I can't even tell you how many at this point. And as happy as we are, we're also sad about that, because that means there's more people that's been diagnosed with breast cancer.
You're right. And pulling up the website earlier and now to celinesangels.org, that's Celine with the C. It's very easy. You can scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a donate button, and it gives you the options on how you can donate. And all of those generous donations will help everybody in the 724 and those 412 area codes. And that's so good to know. And I'm sure you're always looking for a volunteer, you know, safely following the CDC guidelines. And like I said, things are looking more promising each and every day. So if there are more events coming your way, I'm sure that you'd always take a donation from a corporation or a donation from a family, or, you know, everybody, Celine, knows somebody. If they haven't been affected personally by this, they know somebody that has been affected by some type of cancer, especially breast cancer.
Absolutely. That's so true, Melanie. And we do welcome all volunteers to help us do certain things at events, like help us check in people at the check-in desk, or, you know, maybe they can help, you know, sell some raffle tickets or whatever it is that they want to be a part of. You know, we are always, always open to volunteers coming to help. As I said, my entire board is totally volunteer. They do an amazing job. They always tell me that I'm the thought process, they're the legs, because I'm still not strong enough to do a lot of the things that I need to do. But my thought process of knowing how to put these together for the past 14 years has really come in handy. You know, I say, hey, can you do this and do this and this? And, you know, I have to write it down because I do have memory problems from chemo. Mm-hmm. So if I think about it now and I talk to you four hours later, I probably have forgotten. Yeah. So I do write things down to keep me on track. Uh-huh. And my board just takes what I think and they run with it, and they do an outstanding job. Celine's Angels would be nothing.
Yeah, without your group of angels.
Our board and our supporters, and of course, everybody who attends our events. I can't thank the people. We have sold out every event, Melanie, that we have done in 14 years. I'm just delighted with that.
That is amazing. All right. So say we have about five minutes left. Say someone, Celine, listening this morning, just joined us a little late in the interview. And they're like, well, what is this? This sounds amazing. What is Celine's Angels? What's the mission statement? Who do they help? What do they do? Let's circle back around, Celine, and tell everybody exactly what that is. And I'm going to give the website. It's celinesangels.org. And that's with the C. Tell everybody what it is.
Celine's Angels is a nonprofit 501c3 charity. Our goals is giving hope and helping provide necessities to those in need during breast cancer treatment. We do this by raising money to lessen the burden of the men and women in Western Pennsylvania in the 724 and the 412 area codes. Anyone who is going through active treatment, surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation is welcome to go to our website, request an application, have it filled out by their physician and themselves, mm-hmm. and we provide them a grant of a gift card for either a wig, gasoline, groceries, whatever it is that they are in need of within our guidelines.
Right.
And we provide that to them with no obligation to ever repay our charity.
That's
our way of helping.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Celinesangels.org. C. That's with the C. Celinesangels.org. Talking with Celine, the founder, this morning. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. Celine, you know, it has been hard for 501c3s during the pandemic. And, you know, it's been tough. I've talked to so many of these charities that have struggled, but things are looking brighter and things are going to start happening for the positive. Tell everybody quickly, where are you at with your treatment and your diagnosis? And I remember talking to a woman, the Young Women's Breast Cancer Foundation Association. I did an interview with them and I said something like, well, you're in remission. And she said, well, actually, remission is a word that we don't use all the time because once you have cancer, and she said something and it impacted me so much. So talk a little bit about where you are with your diagnosis, Celine.
Well, I finished treatment a few months ago, actually, with external beam radiation.
Okay.
And right now I am in physical therapy. I will be going to occupational therapy soon. I've also, throughout my cancer treatments, I had sepsis as well as blood clots to both of my lungs. With the blood clots to my lungs, right now my doctors are looking into the damage that it actually did to my heart. So I have a hard time with energy.
Sure.
I have a hard time with doing a lot of things. And of course, you know, I'm winded as I talk, but
yeah.
I continue to talk anyways because I'm a chatter. So, but you know, I did have a lot of obstacles in my cancer treatment. I had 8 hospitalizations, as well as I fell and broke my arm 2 days before my last chemotherapy.
Oh my goodness, Celine.
So, yeah, I've had a little bit of a bumpy road, but not everybody does. I mean, my mother went through 2 mastectomies perfectly fine, and never missed a beat. Mm-hmm. My mother was very upbeat, always positive, had stage 4 cancer. She never quit. Cancer did not win.
And that's how I hear in your voice. You are your mother's daughter. I can hear your passion for your 501c3 and your passion to live and to outlive this and to beat this.
Yeah. And my mom was just such a wonderful role model, Melanie. Nobody would have ever known that she was sick with stage 4 cancer. Matter of fact, when my mother passed with stage 4 breast cancer, so many people were just shocked. They're like, we didn't know your mom was that sick.
Right.
So she was a true inspiration. She was my rock. She was my everything. And her and I was best friends. We vacationed together. We did everything together. We camped together. My stepdad, Jim, is an amazing man. Still in our, you know, very close to us still. You know, we were, you know, it was like the three amigos, the three of us.
All the time. Celine, it has been nothing this morning but a pure pleasure finding out about Celine's Angels. I want to thank you again for joining me on Odyssey Radio. Once again, the website is Celine's Angels.org, and that's Celine with the C. Celine, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Melanie. And I'll also mention that the paintings that we have available are also available on our website. So if there's something that you want to buy a painting online, they're available for donations, and that's how we handle our paintings.
Perfect. Celine's Angels.org. Thanks again, Celine.
Thanks, Melanie. Have a great day.